Welcome back to another episode of the Wicked Wealth Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki G. Wealth isn't defined by one single thing. In fact, life is like a giant rubber band ball full of twists, turns, and moments where we might pop, both in good and bad ways. I'm here to share some of life's lessons learned in real estate, finance, and parenting tidbits, literally anything that happens in life. Some episodes will be guests, some completely solo. Life's a journey. Let's make it a good one. And now a quick word from one of our sponsors. Listen up. Have you ever wanted to get started investing in real estate using your 401k or an IRA? If so, I've got some great news. EQRP and I have partnered up to offer you the chance to get those funds sitting in old investment vehicles working for you. It's time to get checkbook control of your IRAs and 401ks. Click the link in the show notes to learn more and book your call today. Welcome back to another episode of the Wicked Wealth Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki G. Today, I wanted to discuss what drives us into staying comfortable and how we can break free from this to achieve newer and greater goals. So it's time to get uncomfortable. I once read a quote that said, "Complacency is the enemy of progress." This was by Dave Stuntman. And it's true. The enemy of progress is complacency. And complacency is really just being self-satisfied. You're comfortable in your current situation and you really see no need to change. But what if I told you that almost everyone that I've known that is ridiculously successful has branched outside of their comfort zone to achieve the success that they hold? What if I told you that within the last almost 2 years of my life, I've seen more discomfort and more challenges than ever experienced before? But what if I also told you that the discomfort that I've forced myself to stare right down in the mirror has also led to the most growth and the happiest that I've ever been in my career? That self-satisfaction can be achieved beyond complacency. I believe that it's during that time of discomfort that we see the greatest change within ourselves. It's kind of like thinking if we do the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results, we know that the result is always the same. We do the same thing over and over, and with those different results that we expect, it's kind of like the definition of insanity. This is unless we do something outside of our comfort zone and we chase what it is that we desire with intent. So here, I'd like to share an experiment with you. With goal setting, one of the first important things and steps to take is to look far into the future at what you want or see yourself as. And from that point, then you can work backwards at the steps that it takes to get there. I promise you, some of the steps will be easy and you could take them pretty much with your eyes closed. Like reaching out to someone new and asking one question, or maybe pulling out a book that you've been wanting to read on a topic that's related to your goals. Write down the steps in order as far as you can go. There will be times when you hit a fork in the road or you're confused on what next action to take. Keep going. Find people and ask questions to get over the hump. One book that I would absolutely recommend is called Who, Not How. And it's about finding the right people for the specific jobs or the tasks that you're trying to accomplish. Oftentimes, when we feel that we have a goal that we need to meet, that we have to be the one that absolutely takes care of every single thing ourselves. But know that there are going to be certain people that are better suited for specific jobs than we are for ourselves. So it's important to play on your strengths and use others for the weaknesses that you might have. Soon, you'll look back and you'll say, wow, the goal that seems so distant into the future, you were actually able to accomplish it. And you'll also notice that some of those steps were super uncomfortable. But once you do it for the first time, the next time's not as uncomfortable. And the next time's not as uncomfortable. And it just gets better and better and better. And soon you'll be on the road out of complacency and to discovering the new you. I hope y'all enjoyed the episode. If you could do me a favor and please subscribe and reach out to me on LinkedIn with any topics that you might like to hear about or experiences that I can share. Thanks for listening. You are appreciated.